بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ألا أدلكم على ما يمحو الله به الخطايا ويرفع به الدرجات؟ قالوا: بلى يا رسول الله. قال: إسباغ الوضوء على المكاره، وكثرة الخطى إلى المساجد، وانتظار الصلاة بعد الصلاة، فذلكم الرباط. رواه مسلم. This hadith is a manifest example of the very, very great reward and effect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in performing wudu properly. We've dealt with several ahadith in which great reward is mentioned. One is the forgiveness of sins, the other is internal and external purification, the fact that the limbs of the wudu will be decorated with the jewelry of Jannah. The limbs of the wudu will shine with a special noor on the day of judgment, by which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be able to distinguish his ummah from the rest of humanity. And he will give them the water of Hawd, the water of the Hawza Kawthar from his Mubarak hands, etc., etc. This particular hadith, again, we find a very, very evocative manner in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam presents this. Ala adullukum. You must understand, language is not just deliverance of speech. There is intonation, there is accent, there is expression. And based on that, the importance of what is being said. For example, on a normal day you look in the distance and you say, "Bhai, look over there." Perhaps you're admiring some tree or some plant or some fruit. Tell somebody, "Bhai, look there." The words "look there" is an expression in language. In other words, look in that direction. On another day, you're standing on the roadside and you grab hold of something, "Bhai, look there." Same words. But now perhaps some vehicle is out of control, some danger is coming towards this person and you want to warn him. So this is what ulama explained. The words may be the same, but the expression, intonation, the manner in which it is presented. And this is what it is important when we hear the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not just to listen to the hadith. Try and appreciate the import. Try and appreciate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling the Sahaba, "Bhai, Allah will reward you with this and with this and with this if you do something." But he doesn't just say it like that. "Ala adullukum? Should I not show you? Wouldn't you like to come to know? Why don't you find out? Ala adullukum?" Automatically, the dictate of ishq and muhabbat for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should cause every one of us now to prick our ears. What is Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam attaching so much importance to? And then particularly at the end of this hadith, again, the emphasis is brought to the fourth again, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam three times says, fadhalikum ar-ribat. What that means at that time, inshallah, we will discuss. Coming back, "Ala adullukum? Should I not show you? What, ya Rasulullah? What is this that you want to tell us? Ma yamhullahu bil khataya," something that will wipe away your sins. Yamhullah. Allah will, this word yamhullah means from the roots, as if you are sinless. "Should I not show you something that will make you sinless?" Ala ma yamhu Allahu bil khataya. Not only that, yarfa'u bihi darajat. "Should I not show you something by which Allah will raise your ranks in the akhirat. Allah will raise your ranks in Jannat. Allah will elevate you. Allah will give you position. Allah will give you status. Sahaba, they were not like you and I when they hear this. Bala ya Rasulullah. O Nabi of Allah, tell us. What is this? Allah wipes away all our sins. Allah makes us sinless. Allah raises rafi darajat in akhirat. Bala ya Rasulullah, tell us what is it? First thing Rasulullah said, obviously pertinent to the chapter that we are discussing, Babu Fadlil Wudu, the chapter which deals with the virtue of wudu. But Nabi Sallallahu did not say here that what will raise your ranks in akhirat and what will wipe away your sins is the performance of wudu or the discharging of wudu. No. What did he say? Isbaghul wudu'i alal makari. Isbaghul wudu'i alal makari. Isbagh, what is isbagh? In this context, ulama explain a few things. One is itmam, ihsan, perfection, completion, culmination. If you sit, or even if you are standing and you take water, wet your face, wet your hands up to the elbow, wet a little bit of your head, and wet your feet up to the ankle, wuzu will be discharged. But that is not ihsanul wudu, and that is not isbaghul wudu. What is isbaghul wudu? Isbaghul wudu is to face Qibla. Isbaghul wudu is to be sitting. Isbaghul wudu is to say Bismillah. Isbaghul wudu is to remember Allah. Isbaghul wudu is to first wash your hands up to the wrist. And then, like the hadith of Usman radiallahu ta'ala, wherein he practically demonstrated the wuzu of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gargle your mouth 3 times, cleanse your nostril 3 times, wash each limb 3 times. That is isbaghul wudu. And then, not just isbaghul wudu, ihsanul wudu, itmamul wudu, alal makarih. Alal makari, the special reward is when it is in adverse circumstances. What do we mean by adverse circumstances? Before we go into that, this is again a benevolent expression of the extreme mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah doesn't just reward you for doing an action. Allah doesn't just reward you for doing an action. Allah rewards you for the conditions of that action also. Classical example of this, person makes zikr of Allah in the masjid, 10 times the reward minimum. He makes zikr of Allah in the marketplace. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, we know the riwayat, I'm not going into the details, we heard it many times. 1,000,000 reward. What's the difference? Allah is rewarding you for zikr. You said la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa ala kulli shay'in qadir. You said it in the masjid minimum 10 times. You said it in the marketplace. Umar radiallahu anhu says Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Allah is going to reward you 1,000,000 times. Both places you made zikr, what was the difference? Why they increase reward? Increase reward because in the masjid it's easy to remember Allah. In the marketplace, it's difficult to remember Allah. Why? Because the environment is not conducive. So Allah doesn't just reward you for the zikr. Allah rewards you for the condition and the circumstances in which the zikr was made. This is what is referred to in this hadith. Sometimes it's very, very cold. There isn't hot water. I remember many years ago once, when we went to Jamaat, one place, Quetta in Pakistan, we used to go after Fajr, we had to go to a pond, to cross the road, to go and make wuzu. The water was so cold that after wuzu, for at least 5 or 10 minutes, you can't feel your cheeks also. Why? The water is now bitterly cold. That is alal makari, adverse circumstances. So Allah will not just reward you for making complete wuzu, isbaghul wudu, ihsanul wudu, itmamul wudu, perfect, complete wudu, practicing upon all the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the mustahabbat, etc. But alal makari, when the circumstances are adverse, for example, I gave an example, the water is extremely cold. Now to make wuzu properly, now to wash each limb 3 times, now to make the miswak properly, etc. Allah is not just rewarding you for the wuzu, Allah is taking into consideration the adverse circumstances in which you are making the extra mujahada, undergoing the extra difficulty to still perform the wudu with sunnah, mustahabbat properly despite the adverse circumstances. If you felt the water was very cold or whatever other obstacle there may be and you quickly just washed each limb 1 time, the wuzu would have been discharged. But for this reward, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah wipes away your sins, Allah raises your ranks in akhirat. For that, you have to make isbagh, complete the wuzu, make it perfect, practice upon the sunnah, not only when it's easy. And what is this? This is a classical example of what we call istiqamat. Istiqamat means to persevere. Don't make Isha and Fajr with one wuzu for 1 night and then for another 10 nights you don't even read 2 rakats tahajjud. No. Rather read 2 rakats tahajjud for 10 minutes every night, than 1 night staying awake the whole night and then the other night you fast asleep. Shariat, in Shariat, what is matloob? In Shariat, istiqamat is matloob. Perseverance is matloob. Maintenance is matloob. So when the water is warm and circumstances are conducive, mashallah, you make a sunnah wuzu. The moment the difficulty comes, you abandon it. No. What this hadith is teaching us, even when the difficulty comes, put it in your heart, Allah is going to reward me even more. And even in the difficulty, maintain the standard. This is matloob. Ahabbul a'mali ilallah adwamuha wa in qalla. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah loves that action in which you perpetuate, which is done all the time, wa in qalla, even if it is less. Don't have to do extra, do little, but do it properly. And not just properly, do it regularly. And do it when you are healthy, and sometimes when the head is paining, then to do it. Sometimes when your tabiat is not in conformance, then to do it. This is a means by which يَمْحُ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْخَطَايَا. Allah will wipe away your sins. Allah will raise your ranks in akhirat. Second, action that will give you this, kathratul khuta ila al-masajid. Kathratul khuta ila al-masajid. Literally translated, what this means, kathra means many, many, many steps. Many, many steps to the masjid. In other words, the special virtue of walking to the masjid. Special virtue, mashallah, you own a car. Obviously, if there's a security risk, then no problem. Or you are running late, that's a different matter. But أقرب إلى السنة. We know the incident that the Shaykh Zakaria Rahmatullah in his Fazaili Amali mentions, the one tribe in Medina Munawara. Their houses were very far from the masjid, so they wanted to relocate closer to the masjid. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Diyarakum tuktab atharukum. Diyarakum tuktab atharukum. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed the people of that tribe and said, leave your houses where it is. No need to move. Why? Because every step Allah is rewarding you. This doesn't mean now that you must by force, even when it is easy to get a house near the masjid, look for a house far away from the masjid so that you have to walk. That is not matloob in Sharia. But if you live some distance, or if you have a choice, and it's safe, there's no security risk, and there is enough time, then take steps to the masjid, walk to the masjid. Walk to the masjid, and in the masjid itself, when it comes to parking also, sometimes if you park a little bit far from the entrance, with this in mind, let me make ikram of the other musallis that come later, they can park closer. That niyat is between you and Allah. Allah is going to reward you. And then over and above that, I'm parking a little bit far so that I can practice on this hadith, kathratul khuta. I can take few extra steps. Kathratul khuta ila al-masjid. One hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it comes, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, thalathun dhaminun ala Allah. Thalathun dhaminun ala Allah. What a beautiful guarantee Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving us. He said, there are three people. Daminun Allah. What is Daminun Allah? I mentioned this many times. This means Allah guarantees you. Allah is your guarantor. Allah promises you what? In Asha Kufiya, in this world, Allah will always be sufficient for you. Allah will protect you. Allah will make your risk easy for you. Allah's help will be with you. There'll be barakat in your life. Wa in mata, and when you die, dakhal al jannah, Allah will enter you into jannah. One of the three things for which this is promised. One of the three things for which this is promised. What? In aasha kufiya, your risk becoming easy, barakat in your life, Allah being sufficient for you, and entry into jannah the moment you die. What are the three, one of the three things? Man kharaja ila al masjid, that person who leaves his house to go to the masjid. That person who leaves his house to go to the masjid. And if you combine it with this hadith which we are currently discussing, kathratul khuta ila al masjid, where the opportunity is there, walk to the masjid on every step, Allah is rewarding you. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanahu wa ta'ala.